And good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yes,
he is the good news.
It is. A kicking off the week coverage, kind of not necessarily the news.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Good morning, one and all, on a Hank Facebook Live. Streaming for the world to see.
Not necessarily the news.
What it's called right there. Of course, our Dallas Cowboys lose to a horrible team. 31-14 against Chicago yesterday. They will take on Green Bay and Micah coming up. So that'll get better. But certainly it was another football stadium that had a much more significant thing going on at the same time, that in Arizona. They probably don't and won't release any attendance figures, but it certainly looked like the entire stadium. As distinction pointed out by President Trump there, who was the key speaker for the Charlie Kirk Memorial, that it was a stadium and not an arena. That thing was huge and packed yesterday for the memorial for Charlie Kirk. Of course, Charlie's wife, Erica, just a heartfelt, tearful speech. And one of those, I don't know how they're doing that, but she did. And even extending forgiveness to Charlie Kirk's killer. This on the heels of, obviously, here locally on Saturday, massive thousands of folks came through downtown Fort Worth to march up there to the courthouse as well to honor Charlie Kirk. Now, a couple other things that, because everybody was there, and that included Elon, so there was the sighting of that, and then they shook hands, and Trump even kind of gave him a tap on the tuchus. Oh. And then a weird moment, it did kind of fit. But Don Jr. up there, and he does an impression of his dad.
I know this because I've even gotten the call from that guy a couple times. You know, Don, you're getting a little aggressive on social media, Don. Relax.
And the president nodded and gave him a thumbs up. I don't know if the Donald on the show could ever do one straight to Trump's face, though. But there you go.
So there's lots of ideas on how to prepare for marriage, KB. Hmm. And the latest to chime in is our good buddy, the professor.
Hi.
He's got some tips on how to stay close, even after you've tied the knot, quite literally.
I wake up one morning, I'm looking over there, and Camilla's like a football field away, man. And then you go to bed at night, you like, want to snuggle up, and you're like, well, we got to cover. You come about 12 feet, and I'll come 12 feet. You're like, man, this king size bed is not good for the marriage, man. So we got a queen size. Well, we're shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, it's good for your marriage.
There
See?
You go.
He knows. Mm. Meanwhile, Martha Stewart is angling in to plan the wedding of Travis and Taylor.
Oh.
I think she needs to practice on L and KB. Just a little pro tip.
I mean, if she'll work pro bono.
See?
That's right. Speaking of Taylor, she's got busyness coming up. Of course, October 3rd is when The Life of a Showgirl comes out.
Oh my gosh.
That's when it drops.
I'm dead.
At midnight, of course.
I'm dead.
And Target is doing like good old-fashioned CD and or record parties all night long. So if you find yourself on October 2nd going into October 3rd, midnight at a Target, that's not our fault. You created this on your own. Also, there's going to be an accompanying movie, too, so you're probably going to get drugged at the theater on that. So, just a heads up.
Dear.
It's a public service announcement. That and don't eat radioactive shrimp, and I think you're good.
You're going to need more money, sir. A big day coming up for the Grand Ole Opry, as they are celebrating the future of country music.
Cool.
With Sabrina Carpenter being welcomed in to the inner circle on October 7th.
That checks.
Yeah, this is not going over well. Now, some say, oh, I love her, but she's not country, just because she sang with Dolly Parton. Others are calling it a disgrace to country music. Another breaking news, Morgan Wallen may not have a friend in Luke Bryan. Apparently, Luke does not want to be his buddy anymore because Morgan makes some bad choices.
Hmm.
And Blake Shelton on board as well.
You get married and there you go. It's the 467th season of The Voice tonight. Carson Daly still remains employed, but your round of coaches are Reba. So there you go.
Right.
We got a Buble, Michael Buble. Snoop is back. Whoa, whoa. And then Niall Horan is going to be on there. So that's your four. With on NBC, The Voice. Congratulations to all. Also saw that you want to talk about somebody that was both rock and roll, country, and the like, and a Texan up there from Meadow, Texas, the tiny hamlet of, passing away at the age of 88, the last surviving cricket of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Sonny Curtis passing away after a brief illness, according to his family. So, yeah, with the passing of the bass player, Joe B. Malden, back in 2015, Jerry Allison, just a couple of years ago, 2022, Sonny Curtis, the guitar player, and big songwriter for Buddy Holly, too, gone.
So the job of the day, it may not be wedding planning or even being the engineer on a railroad, KB, but it does involve shopping with someone else's money, which we love very much, girls. That would be the Pumpkin Concierge. They are professional porch decorators. So I don't know if you know about this, but you're going to be getting married soon, and having the festive porch is it's a thing.
Yeah.
And this person can handle all the things. From hay to corn stalks, seasonal flair, and of course...
I like flair.
Your pumpkin game strong. Now, listen to this. They charge anywhere from $239 to $1,200. And most are already sold out.
There you go. So enjoy. Enjoy it. Couple of music notes. Sarah McLachlan has a new album out. It's called Call the Number on the Bottom of Your Screen. And Miley Cyrus is making a musical peace offering to her dad, Billy Ray. She recorded a brand new song and offered it as a peace offering to her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus. Of course, they have a tenuous relationship. And he was like, that's sweet, but I also take checks. And no word if he's gotten one.
Thank you. Good night.
Waking up with KB and Heather
Lee. That's
love,
though. That's how family stays together.